Assemblymember Barry.
I just want to sort of backtrack a little bit on the assumption here about the amount of new energy needed to get to the city or to the region, and how it has to get there. Is there any consideration or opportunity to look at actually cutting our energy use so there isn't that great need, or the establishment of microgrids along the way so that we're not, you know, having to do this from there to there without really benefiting, you know, a region, much of which I represent, that's going to be, you know, pretty much impacted without necessarily getting any significant benefit. I mean, all I've heard from the power companies is, well, their rates won't go up, and we know rates will go up no matter what. So that's kind of a moot point. But so, is there a way to factor some of that in? I know Massachusetts has, you know, significantly cut the amount of energy use through a number of different measures, and we like to think of New York State as being a leader in these things. And I know that there's, you know, initiatives and, you know, across the board. But can that be part of this conversation?
Let me start at kind of a high level. The genesis of this proceeding is in the New York Energy Highway Blueprint, which can be found online at the address is nyenergyhighway.com. nyenergyhighway is all one word, .com. In the blueprint, many actions are called for, different ways to accomplish this blueprint, of which this AC proceeding is only one. There are major efforts to do new energy efficiency, to develop renewables, to go after new technologies, as you're talking about microgrids. Basically, this is a plan to do it all, and to go after new generation, to repower existing generation. There's a lot of different efforts, of which this AC proceeding is just one of the many efforts that are going on in New York. The blueprint found that there was in spite of all those other efforts, there is a need to reinforce the AC transmission system. It isn't just to move more energy south. There is significant congestion that is driving prices higher and higher every year. There's no denying that, and that is definitely a part of the need to increase transfer capability. But it's calling for AC upgrades for a lot of other reasons also. One of them is we have a lot of aging infrastructure in this area, and it's going to need to be rebuilt. You physically can't rebuild a congested area until you have another path for the energy to go. Because when you rebuild a facility, it's going to be out of service for a year or two. And if you've only got two paths, you know, you just can't take one out and maintain a reliable system. So before you can rebuild the aging infrastructure, you have to already have in place another path for that energy to go. We're also facing, there are a lot of generators who basically can't get their energy to market. So they're either mothballing or retiring the units when it would be much better for the economy if they took these old plants and repowered them and kept the energy on the market. But because there's this barrier to getting the energy, you know, outside of the upstate area, they're choosing to just walk away, which is causing reliability problems, which we're solving on a case-by-case basis. And we need more of a whole world solution, because when you're dealing with each fire, you're probably ending up with a more expensive solution than if you did a whole world solution. This proposed upgrade would make the system more robust, so that A, the energy can move through the area and they can get their product to market, and it's easier for them to enter and exit the system. It's also been identified in the renewables study that was done by the New York Independent System Operator that one of the barriers to building more renewables and reaching our renewable goals is the Central East Interface, which is roughly the lines just southeast of Utica, if you draw a line across there. The congestion at that point is preventing additional renewable development in upstate New York. So there's this plethora of reasons as to why we're looking at this, and we, the state is pursuing a lot of the other things you're mentioning, so this is just one arm of, you know, the overall blueprint.
So this will happen, this has to happen no matter what else?
We need to find a solution, okay? And we thought the best way to find a solution was to open it up to many developers, give us your idea. We really did specify it very broad, you know, at least 1,000 megawatts of increased transfer capability, use existing right-of-ways as much as you can, and here's our problems. How would you solve it? And that's what we're getting on the table.
Last night in Utica, Dan pointed out that this congestion that we talk about actually occurs 70% of the time?
Roughly, yeah. We're up to about 70% congestion. So there physically isn't a huge block of time that you can take a single facility out for reconstruction at this point. It's you've got to keep it in service at this point.
And then I'd also like to make the observation that particularly in the Hudson Valley, many of you are familiar with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's proposal to create what's known as a new capacity zone. That new capacity zone is in direct response, this is the federal government stepping in, is in direct response to the problem that exists in the Hudson Valley where there is a need for new generation sources. And if the FERC proposal goes through, ratepayers in the Hudson Valley, Central Hudson, Central Hudson ratepayers and customers south of them face a rate increase of $350 million a year. So it's not just something that the Public Service Commission and the Energy Highway Blueprint have created. This is a very real problem. So as Diane clearly articulated, you know, we're looking at all sources of ways to fix it, and one of the primary ways, an important way, is this AC transmission upgrade proposal.